Couldn't hear you. You were in competition with the phone. Yes.
Hard and can't stop something after a certain amount of time. Just don't get involved.
That's by a Talmud. If a Rebbe tries to teach a Talmud for 5 years and he doesn't learn, he can get it in 5 years. Okay. We are on Daf Lamed Testament Aleph. Yesterday we finished the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Mitzvah the Gadol Yabim, the Mitzvah for the Gadol to do the Yibim. Gadol means the oldest brother available. Not you go to the next one, to the next one. Something Gemara by to Itmar. We're going to start the Gemara Lamed Testament Aleph after the Mishnah. Itmar. B.S. Katan B'chalitza's Gadol. What happens? The older brother that's here. Again, I'm not going to use the term oldest. I'll always use the term older. The older brother that's available is willing to give chalitza. A younger brother than him, but not a real katan, because a katan we don't allow, Yibam as Rashi will explain. A katan means the younger one than him. So one can be 42 and one can be 41. The 42 is the gadol and the 41 is the katan for our purposes. The older brother says, I'll give chalitza. The younger brother says, I'll give Yibam. And we're going now under the assumption that Mitzvah Yibum is better than Mitzvah Chalitza. Because if Mitzvah Chalitza is better, we wouldn't be pushing anybody to do Yibum. Right? We're going now under the Mandiyama that says Mitzvah Yibum Kedemus for Mitzvah Chalitza. So the question is, which is better? To let the younger one do Yibum, or better that the older one should do Chalitza? The Torah does say V'hoya Abchor. The Torah does give some preference to the older brother. But the younger brother is willing to do the better one of the mitzvahs. So what happens? Let me reword that. Which is the better mitzvah? Which is the better mitzvah? The older one, chalitza, the younger one, yibum. Yes.
Why does the yibum cut in the chalitza gadol?
What?
Why does the yibum cut in the chalitza gadol? Why doesn't it say that?
I don't know. Language happens. One says the bias of katan is more, the karam of chalitza is katan adifa, and one says the chalitza of the gadol is adifa. Ma'adam Rabbi is katan adifa the mitzvah b'yibum. The Torah would rather have yibum, right? The Torah wrote chalitza as a fallback option. But what we want is yibum. Ma'adam chalitza is katan adifa from mokum gadol bias katan lav klavui. Again, the Torah wanted two things. The Torah wanted Yibum, but it also wanted the older brother. Which of the two carries the weight? That's the Machloikas. The Torah wants the older brother. He's willing to participate his way. The Torah wanted Yibum, but then you can't have the older brother. So which one takes precedence? Which one is the one we go with? Machloikas from Yechon and Mishu Malik. Rashi.
I'm not asking lady.
Doesn't make a difference. She has no day in this at all.
Okay.
Why should she have a day?
Why not?
She probably has.
Not sure which one to go with. It affects her life. So
if somebody wants to do Yibum, unless she can persuade Bethan that it's not bad for her, Bethan doesn't get involved. That's his mitzvah. She has no right to be Micha. He can do a Bar Karka. You're dealing with from your perspective. Question is, what does the Torah want us to do? You're looking at it 50-50, therefore you came up with your solution. They're trying to dash in the psukim of the Torah. Let me reword this. They're not mesupik. Rashi. Be is katan mechalitza's gadol. Gadol writes to lachla, the katan mimenu, and the younger one than him, writes to liabin. The high katan lav katan mamish. We're not dealing with the katan mamish. The katan lav mechalitza v'ibuhu. First of all, according to one man the Amar, shema yimtza sris. We never let a katan do yibum because he might not be able to have children, and a person that's incapable to have children, meaning he has to money sris, which the Gemara will elaborate on in the 8th Perek. As he matures, he develops the manim that show that he's physically incapable of having children. And that person that cannot do yibum. Even according to my number, it says, right people can have children, so we're not worried about that. But cut and look at the yabim. But how could the sugi the shmaid the mukhid the lab cut and mamishu? Even if you learn the cut and glad to do Yibam, which is the Gemara later on, which we'll deal with later on, we're not going to get involved in now. But the bottom line is, the Gemara here is clear that we're not dealing with a real cut. Why? Because it says, the Parakla Kaman, Tari Bekotin Achiyagdum. The Gemara tries to prove the Shiloh from the Mishnah. When the older brother says, wait till my younger brother gets older, he'll do Yibam. And we say, no, we don't push off. We don't say wait. That's the Mishnah we had yesterday. We're going to have it in a moment again. Right? The Zariah, clearly, that we're not dealing with a cotton that's 10 and we're waiting for him to turn 13. Because we would never wait for that. No Mandi Amar would say that's preferable. Because the Mishnah is clear that we don't wait for people. Right? Everybody's mite. The makom god will be his cut and love kolomi. The mitzvah god will run. The mitzvah is under god. So basically, it boils down to the Torah has two preferences: yibam over chalitza, older over younger. Which of the two takes? What word am I looking for?
Precedence.
Precedence, maybe. Dante Gemara Tanan. Loi ratza, machzirin akol achim. The Mishnah wrote the words, and I said yesterday when I learned the Mishnah, there's two ways to translate this. The Mitzvah started, Mitzvah God Liyabim. That's how the Mishnah started. Then the Mishnah said, Loi Ratzah, he doesn't want. We go to the next brother. What doesn't he want? Loi Ratzah, he doesn't want what? What is he saying? My love, the Havamina is, Loi Ratzah Liyabim Alalachlait. Loi Ratzah means, I don't want to do Yibim. I'll do Chalitza. And the Mishnah says, go to the next brother. So isn't the Mishnah resolving our argument? The Mishnah says, we go to the older brother and he doesn't want. And we are translating the words he doesn't want to mean, he doesn't want to do Yibum.
It doesn't say that.
Again, that's the understanding of the word Lairatza. And we are moving on to the next brother. Is a Raya that B.S. Cotton takes precedence over Chalitza's Gatl. Zamsti Gemara, Shmami Nabi is cut Nadiva. Zamsti Gemara, Loi. Loi Ratzah Lach, Loi Tzulai Liyabim. Loi Ratzah means he doesn't want to do anything. Leave me out. I don't want to be involved with her. I don't want Yibam, I don't want Khalidze. Go to somebody else. Then, we say, go to the other brothers. Bashi? Lahamit, Ella Lach, Loi Tzulai Yabim, Hal Chakalabim, Ilu Yabim. Maybe he'll do Yibam. Frek to Gemara. It's a shveret shat to say, Loi Ratzah means he doesn't want to do anything. Why? Because let's move on. The Mishnah says, what if the brothers don't want? The Mishnah said, Loi Ratzah, if nobody wants, now Loi Ratzah meant nobody wanted to do according to our answer. The guy refused to be involved at all. We moved to brother number two, to brother number three, to brother number four, and they all said, leave us out. The halacha is, the Mishnah says, chayzin eitz gadol. And the way we're translating it now, loy ratzu means, loy ratzu lachla du loy liyabin. So my chayzin eitz gadol. Why are we going back to the gadol? Meaning, none of them are doing the mitzvah appropriately anyway. Well, give me a chance, please. Please. Right? The way Rashi explains the Gemara's kasha is, once we're forcing chalitza, that nobody's voluntarily doing chalitza, which is the way we're translating the Mishnah now, he didn't want to do Yibam and chalitza, so we went to the second brother. Now let me stop right there. That means we don't force the older one to do chalitza. That's what the Mishnah is telling me. Right? The Mishnah, by writing Loi Ratzah, and the way we're answering now Loi Ratzah means he doesn't want to do anything. If he wanted to do chalitza, he would take precedence. That's how we're answering. Again, there's two ways to learn the Mishnah. The Mandamah that says Yibum takes precedence learns, Loi Ratzah, the older brother didn't want to do Yibum. So we moved to the second brother to do Yibum. That's how we learn the Mishnah. According to the Mandamah that says that the Chalitza takes precedence, you've got to let me finish because if I can't finish, I can't get the thing across.
I'm trying to understand the case.
Again, can I please, let me explain, and then afterwards I'd love to answer questions. But if I can't explain, I can't answer the questions.
Right.
Let's try again. Loi Ratzah can be interpreted two ways. The Maimonides says that Bias Katan takes precedence. Explains Loi Ratza, the older brother didn't want to do Yibum. That's how he learned it. We go to the second brother. If the second brother doesn't want to do Yibum, we go to the third brother. If all the brothers don't want to do Yibum, we go back to brother number one and we say, listen, we tried. We couldn't get anybody to do Yibum. Do Chalitza. Right? We go back to the older one because it's his mitzvah. But if you learn the other way, Loi Ratza means the older brother said, I don't want anything. Now stop right there. We're going to the second brother. Why? Why are we going to the second brother? The older brother has a mitzvah of chalitza. Technically, we don't force that mitzvah. That's what you have to learn. By saying the word Loi Ratza means he doesn't want to do anything. Not chalitza, not yibum. And we move to the second brother, who whatever he does is going to be less than the oldest brother's chalitza. Because that's what we're going with now. The chalitza's gadol is better. But we obviously don't force that. That's what the Mishnah is saying. Older brother says, leave me out. That means he's giving up his mitzvah, which is the best mitzvah to do according to this Mandi Amar. Chalitza's gadol is better than Bias Katan. But he said, no, we don't force him. We move to the Katan. The cotton says, leave me out. So we go to the third one. He says, leave me out. At the end of the day, nobody wanted to do anything. Why are we going back to the gadol to force him? Once he said no, and we don't force him in the midst of a gadol, why are we going back to him? At the end of the day, it wasn't enough of a mitzvah to force him. So why bother Bethan to go back to the oldest one? This life, if you tell me we would force him to give chalitza right away, okay, that's his mitzvah, we force him. But we're saying we're not forcing him to do his mitzvah. We're letting him get away with saying, I don't want to do anything. So we go to the second one, who doesn't want to do anything, and the third one who doesn't do anything. So why are we schlepping back to the older one? It wasn't enough to force him the first time, so why are we forcing him now? That's the way Rashi explains the question. Let me read it inside. Dr. Rashi. Once you said he didn't want meant, he didn't want to do not chalitza, not yibum. And we didn't force him. So loy ratzu means loy ratzu lachlet loy liyabim. Tamay chesnetz agadu. L'mechlet, to force him, l'chlet to do. Why bother Bevin? It wasn't enough to force him the first time around. So why are we going back to him? Dr. Gemara, even the mitzvah lay today around him. You're right. We didn't force him the first time around. But the bottom line is, nobody wants to do it. So we have to pick somebody to force. Lemaitz, it's still his bigger mitzvah. The Gemara and the Havrin understood, since we weren't forcing him the first time around, why are we going back to him? And the answer is, you're right. We didn't force him the first time around. We were hoping somebody would volunteer. Nobody volunteers. We say, listen, the bottom line is, it's still your obligation more than anybody else's, so we go back to him to force him. Rashi. If you tell me that Loi Ratza meant he didn't want to do Yibum, so now nobody wants to do Yibum. Nobody said no to Chalitza according to the other pshat. He was willing to do Chalitza. He cut him. He didn't want to do Chalitza. We didn't force him. Am I going to make the God? To force him, the chinul to do, but nitzur Bethan kulai. Why are we schlepping Bethan back to him? If we wanted to force him, why didn't we force him right away? Terence says we don't force. If we don't force, so why are we picking on him? The answer is we don't force, but we're picking on him because the mice insist.
So we don't know yet. So we're not sure.
Again, this is going to go on. At the end of the day, we're not sure. Right now, we're not sure. Yeah. Now, Bob, if you have a question.
I was just reiterating the case, but it seems like they won't force. If there's an option to do it, the Nichusa.
Correct. It's clear from the Mishnah that we won't force if there's an option to do it, the Nichusa. Meaning, if somebody's willing to do it without force, we're going to forgo the mitzvah b'char to have it done b'shalom, without having to use our hatchet. I'm sorry, Corey, you had a question.
The way the Rav translated it was that it's a machlokas, which the part of this machlokas is whether a chalitza or yibum is preferable.
No. Everybody, this Gemara holds yibum is preferable. The question is, is an older brother's chalitza more preferable than a younger brother's yibum? This Gemara is working with an adam, and it says, mitzvah yibum kedemeth. Which, by the way, is a machlokes rishayim, how we paskin. The Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, paskin, that the mitzvah yibum precedes the mitzvah chalitza. The Sfardim used to do yibum. I don't think they do it anymore. They paskin, the Torah said yibum comes first.
But if the gadol, if the gadol takes preference over the, if the gadol's chalitza takes preference,
that's a machlokes. One of the Amos says the gadol's chalitza takes preference over yibum, correct?
Right. So why don't we say that that manda amar holds the chalitza is better than? Because
he doesn't. He holds the gadol asked us a shiloh, we would tell him to do yibum. He just holds that the preference of Gadol outweighs the preference of Yibam. There are two preferences here.
My goodness, is each brother a Gadol compared to the youngest one?
I don't know what you mean by that. Again, the word Gadol means older, the word Katan means younger.
Okay, so in other words,
I hope that answers your question.
The third brother takes precedent over the fourth brother.
Correct.
I'm sorry?
He is older than the fourth brother. Correct.
Okay. Oh. Now, first of all, someone asked yesterday, how do we, where do we ever see this, that after you go past the first brother, age makes a difference? Because that's what's really rectified on that.
Right, so we talked about it yesterday, and we said that, if we chazer, again, without mentioning anybody, chassid home, but all of us should chazer. What was it? Daf what? Baruch Meister was daf chavdalin. We all should chazer daf chavdalin, and we would have a better understanding of that.
But also, if mitzvah gadol and the katan, meaning not a katan but a younger,
yes,
did a chalitza right away. Is that called?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Yes.
So,
the question is what's optimum?
What my question is who says it's totally an optimum? Maybe Mitzvah Gadol means he gets the first right. Anything after, under that, that he doesn't get involved with is, look, now B is going to be a problem with that. That's why I said it's Chalitza that the younger one.
Makes no difference.
But where do we... I think to explain myself even better, where did we, let's say Chavdalin, where do we see that it is just a preference type thing? Maybe the God, I want to do Yibam with this girl, and I mean, before I had a chance to, guess what, before I got the time with her, the little kid, not little kid, but younger kid did Chalitza. Same thing with Chal. I just want to know, Rebbe, where...
I don't remember exactly the
choice. I'm
not here to embarrass you. No, you're not embarrassing me. To me, I don't know, by me, it's not an embarrassment. It's a fact.
Somewhere it says...
I don't feel that I have to know everything. There's a lot more that I don't know than I do know.
But
that's definitely accepted as halacha, and I don't remember the source
of
that.
But that's not what we had.
I don't remember having that. Again, I have to have to come down. I don't know, did you talk about him in Chavdalin?
No, I'm not here to embarrass anyone. I'm not here to protect me from that question.
No, the Gemara asked the question in Chavdalin. The Gemara learned it out from Kiyeshu Achim, Huxi Yeshivas Achim Zeluza. The Gemara brought a drasha that if one brother does it, even if there's an older brother, it works.
Even if it's a chalitza?
Even if it's a chalitza. Yes, it is on Chavdalin. See, I told you, we all have the Chaz on Chavdalin.
Yesterday, I'm sorry, Rabbi, it was much more like, you have Chaz.
That's why I did Tshuva. I did Tshuva. It's Zayt Chanukah today. Today is Zayt Chanukah. It's a big day of Tshuva.
I don't know what that means. I don't know what that means. The first thing when I walked in this morning, whatever time it was, this man goes, today is Zayt Chanukah. It means nothing to me.
What am I supposed to tell you? I'm not giving you fear of Zayt Chanukah, but Zayt Chanukah is a very holy day. Holy, holy, holy.
Really?
Yes. Zayt Chanukah. Today is Zayt Chanukah.
coming through. I think at the end of this year, both I'm leaving 10 cents, whatever. Can you for like 2 minutes tell us why it's a holy?
Yes, because the Svarim say that on Zayis Chanukah, a person can achieve unbelievable things with his tefillah. It's a day of Ratzon. It's an eighth Ratzon of tefillah. If the Rebbeinu Shlomo listens to tefillah on Zayis Chanukah, to eighth Ratzon, like Purim is an eighth Ratzon, the eighth Ratzon, Zayis Chanukah is a huge eighth Ratzon by the Rebbeinu Shlomo. It's sad, I should have told you this yesterday, so you can stop by your Hanukkah candles and you can pray to the Rebbeinu Shlomo.
Okay. Rebbeinu
Shlomo. He doesn't light by day, you know.
The
tefillah still counts. Zayis Chanukah is a huge day of Eitz Ratzon. Today Shema Nesri should take longer. Okay, I think we're off the subject. What happens if the younger brother is the youngest brother. He's a katan. He's 10. And the older brother says, listen, my younger brother will do Yibum when he's 13. He told me he's going to do Yibum at 13. Right? Ain't Shaymalai. We tell the older brother, Now, EB is cutting Adifa, my Ain't Shaymalai. He's telling you, listen, wait for the cutting. Nintar, the Magad Lamiabim. Well, if that's the better mitzvah, let's wait it out. Frak the Gemara Ol Tameich, and how do you understand it? The same Mishnah said, what happens if the older brother is in China? And the younger brother said, let's wait for my older brother. Says, ain't China one. According to you, am I? Ninter, do Masi Vacholin. The oldest brother's Khalid says better. Manush, you want us to wait? You're asking a question on me, who says, Yibum is better than Khalidza. Let's wait for Yibum. So I'll ask you, Khalidza is better from the older brother, so let's wait for the older brother to do chalitza. Teretz is that we call shiur masnitzim like mitzvah like mashiach. Everything's better is great, but we don't push off mitzvahs. Rashi, no Rashi.
This is after the 3 months ago.
Yeah, this opens up a huge sugya. I have a moon on a Monday night. And I can do Kiddush Levana. But it is better to do Kiddush Levana. Better to do Kiddush Levana on Maitzi Shabbos. Dressed the big day Shabbos. It's a much bigger hidur in the mitzvah of Kiddush Levana to do it on Maitzi Shabbos. What do I do? Do I do the mitzvah of Monday night? Shia mitzvah I mashina. I can do the mitzvah. Why should I delay the mitzvah? Oh, I can do it better, Maitzi Shabbos, but I can do it now. I can do the mitzvah of Yibum 3 years from now and I don't wait, or 6 months from now and I don't wait. Or do we say, Hidur mitzvah, wait for Hidur mitzvah? It's a major machloket. Can I just finish first and then I'll deal with everybody? The major machlokes. From Paskim, Shia Mitzvah Lai Mashinan, the Gra holds as soon as you can do Kiddush Levana, you should do Kiddush Levana, you don't wait till Maitzi Shabbos. In fact, the Gra didn't even wait to Zion. The Gra did it right after Gimel. He did Kiddush Levana as soon as he possibly could. Others hold, the Trumas Hadashan says if there's enough days left after Zion that you don't have to worry that you won't have a moon, you should wait to do it Maitzi Shabbos and submit to it with a greater Hidur. The question is, over here we're not waiting. Over here we say Shia Mitzvah Mashinah. So why over there are we willing to push off Kiddush Levana by 3 days to do a better Kiddush Levana? Over here we're not doing it.
Here you're affecting the lady.
Yeah, so waiting 3 years, not 5 days.
And if it's 5 days?
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't say this year.
He said he went out of town for 3 years, Corey.
He's trying to get married.
Anyway, I hear your answer, possibly. What?
If the moon, you might lose the mitzvah.
Again, we're talking about Trumas Hadashan says that you won't lose the mitzvah, right? It's not Cleveland. In Cleveland, you might lose the mitzvah, right? In other cities, they have moons and suns that come out in the winter. They show themselves sometimes in the winter. Cleveland happens to be a city that you don't see the sun from Sukkot to Pesach. I'm asking, but most cities you do see the sun more often.
The person himself hopefully he'll be around for Bemos Hashanah.
Whoa, that's like a the Gemara didn't say that. We don't have a phrase.
We have a Gemara that says we're not concerned about people dying, right?
But the Yavamas is not here, right? It's still not here. No, it's not here. I forgot, right? They say a different Gemara to the Michalik. And the Shiloh. I'm trying to remember what it is. That, I don't want to say something that's wrong. To the gay, a lot of cases, you have Shiloh. I can make the bris 10 o'clock in the morning. 8 o'clock in the morning, 10 o'clock in the morning, Shiloh Magdima Lamitzvus. But in the afternoon, I'll have a bigger crowd. Right, I'm Hadras Melech. I'll get a better mile. The grandfather can come. One's a Hidur, and one's Zvizas. So, but did he have an Ovda? And Rabbi Guru passed for me that till Chatzais, I'm Yaitz's reason. But after Chatzais, I can't push it off. That was a tzak. I had to do the breath before Chatzais. Yeah, I was talking about breath. Nafkamina also. A guy is told that you can get a beautiful Etrig Mahudr in 2 hours from now. He can shake Etrig and Lulu now on his Etrig that's kosher, but it's not Mahudr. 2 hours from now, somebody's going to bring him the beautiful Etrig. So he waits. Every mitzvah is a Hebrew mitzvah. If the kosher Esrog is the Priyat Hadar, there's an Indian to have a Mahudr of a Priyat Hadar. Just like you have a Mahudr Lulav and a Mahudr Hadassim and a Mahudr everything else. What takes precedence? Zrizus or Hebrew? It's a major machlokes.
Why by Hanukkah do we say Vada, you should wait for the whole family to be there rather than Davin? Right?
Because it's Pirsim Nis, Pirsim Anais.
It doesn't really
That's because the mitzvah, no. it's not a hezor, no, it's the mitzvah to be mepharshim tonight. Some achrayim hold that if you come home 3 o'clock in the morning, Mishnah Berurah brings down a shita, you mechuyev to wake up somebody in the family. They should watch you lighting chinuchalich because the pirsim manei. The machlokes, because not everybody agrees.
Can I do a mitzvah
esro on the night? No, if you did it, you did it.
What?
What do you mean, I'll try?
Yeah.
You don't make it to the high enough. You what? Shake it.
I can shake it later and be
seen.
No!
We do that.
The famous of Chaim. Somebody has a hugger, beautiful Etrig, but it's a Suffolk kosher. Huh. And he has another Etrig that's Vaday kosher, but it's not Mahudr. Which one should he shake first? So from Chaim, the one that's nicer is it's not Suffolk kosher. Because that way he might be yaitz in the mitzvah with a nice one. The other way, once you did the mitzvah, there's no one you have to shake the nice one.
Oh my gosh. Well, Baruch, then how about you saying Krishma? Not sure you're going to make it to this month. Because if I make, can you. This,
people do that. It's not so simple. By the way, it's not so simple that it works, but the people do it. It comes from the Apikaiman. It comes from Pesach Nai. That's the source of making it Nai the mitzvah. Which, not so simple that it works. But let's say it works. You're right, the Lechari, you can make it tonight and that's where also, even though I never heard that happen. No, you're making a bracha. See, also, there's a difference here. You're making a bracha. It's so simple. You're making a bracha in the midst of the tonight. I don't know if you can do that. In the other cases, in Krishma and Afikaiman, you're not making a bracha.
But once you did it, Shemitah, you can't do it later. Is that going to help me later?
That's your assignment. You make a bracha. You're saying I should sometimes go to the out for your assignment.
You're saying, but you're
going to
have
people that make a tonight don't make a bracha the first time.
But you can't make a bracha the second one. Once you made it tonight, you might have been yaitzi. You can't make a bracha the second time.
What do you say? It, you count without a bracha, with it tonight.
Right. Both times without a bracha. You lose a bracha.
Second time you say a bracha. Why
second time you say a bracha?
How can you say a bracha? What if you were yaitzi the first time?
Because I had in mind if.
Why am I counting the first time? If I can forget the fact of that.
Maybe. If I remember.
Maybe, but that wouldn't help you with Asterix.
Right,
Shaila by Esog is interesting because the Esog, the Chiv, is not until.
Whoever it is, I can't hear you.
Esog is interesting because the mitzvah of Likichas Esog, Lulav, Abaminim, is only until Erev Yontif. What's the difference?
I don't know what you mean.
If you're buying the Esog early.
Shaila, once I'm holding it, is another, but this seems to be a consensus. This is Negeya, Chanukah. It's a little bit late. Chanukah. I don't have olive oil. So I went and took my candles, and I put them in my menorah. I was going to light on candles. And in walked somebody with olive oil. But I already prepared my candles.
Didn't light it yet, though.
Most Achorim say you're not allowed to switch from the candles to the olive oil. Once you started being oystic in the mitzvah, you cannot go and take that item and say, I'm not using it because I have a better one.
You're still oystic in the mitzvah.
Yes. They say that once I started working with this item, I'm not allowed to push this item away. It seems to be pretty much consensus in that item. It's also a shiloh.
Even if I prepare the candles in the morning, in anticipation of the night?
Candles in the morning. Morning is not a mitzvah.
So
morning is a minig. The shul, we only do it in the shul.
No, that's not what I mean.
Because
what I mean,
there's no bracha made. It's not a mitzvah.
When I put in the candles for the nighttime lighting of the menorah, does that count as if I'm osik b'mitzvah?
I don't know. See, if you prepare the candles 12 hours before, I don't know. We're talking about you're preparing the candles as we speak.
Right.
You do the mitzvah right away. Somebody walks in to give you a better item. They say you shouldn't switch. Now, if you prepare the candles 8 o'clock in the morning for 7 o'clock at night or for 5 o'clock at night, and then you got olive oil in the middle, I don't know. My answer is I don't know.
And one more thing. You said Motzei Shabbos because you're wearing Big day Shabbos, you do Kiddush Levana. So if I do it during the week, should I put on Big Day Kodesh, Big Day Shabbos?
Ever saw that happen? Very easy.
And it's not a Motzei Shabbos thing because the Zach is that it's Motzei Shabbos and therefore in and
of
itself?
Part of it. You're wearing Big Day Shabbos, you're in a happier mood. You're in a more joyful mood.
Not just that it's Motzei Shabbos.
Oh, it is, again. I don't have a Mishnah Berurah here. Can you get me a Chelik Dalad Mishnah Berurah? I'm sorry.
It's right there.
Where?
Back in Shaw from the top. Really
no, I
don't.
But it's not true. It didn't go there.
I thought Greg said I shouldn't be
doing this. You're 100%. You're a Kayan. You have no business doing this.
What
are you talking about? What? The Shulchan Aruch Paskes. Aim of Arkan Yerech of a Shabbos, Shumavusim Ubegadav Noem. He's wearing nice clothing, and he's Mavusim. I don't know what the word Mavusim means. He's what?
Not good.
He's in a good. He's a good situation. And Mr. Bruce says, "Was in Mighty Yamtov." The Bach says, not to wait. And the Gra says, not to wait. Right.
Hanukkah oil.
Yes.
I lit last night, and I discovered that I had it left over in a little cup, some extra oil. I want to add that oil into a burning thing.
What would you gain on the deal?
I don't have to waste the oil. I already had a little bit of oil.
What would you lose out of
it? Nothing.
I don't think because it wasn't prepared from before.
No, that might not. There's nothing to be gained, honestly. There's nothing to be gained. If it makes you feel good, we do things to feel good.
What's
as long as you had enough oil to burn a half an hour, you were yet to the mitzvah.
Yeah,
you have
enough oil.
Rebbe, what's
Hadakha? Nothing to do with that.
What does it do with it?
Why are we getting involved in Hilchos Chanukah? It has nothing to do with it. It's whether if you light it in place A and move it to place B or your yaitza. You have to be madlik it in the right place, or you can put it down.
No.
Nothing to do with that.
Does the portion speak out if the candles came from tells or not? Does that make a difference? I have a question for you. How can tells get out candles?
They don't anymore. They don't anymore.
Oh, I just got a whole box.
I didn't get anything from tells this year.
I got it.
You know why? If you buy oil.
No, I don't.
If you buy oil and don't have it in mind, and then you have it left over. If you didn't have it in mind when you bought it, you use it. Can you? What do you do with that oil now?
See, I would use olive oil every Friday, and my wife uses olive oil for cooking. So.
But when you bought it for the mitzvah of Hanukkah.
Meaning, if you were miyachad the whole thing for Hanukkah, and then I don't know if you were miyachad the whole thing for Hanukkah, were you?
That's what you make sure. I tell my wife, go make sure you get some olive oil. Like.
We always have olive oil in my house because my wife cooks with olive oil.
You have to, okay.
Don't you buy the things already?
I bought the
They're so good now, Rebbe. You don't
have to. No, put a little effort into it. We would imagine. That's the problem with this generation, exactly.
My father used to make his own wicks.
No, very much. Thank you very much.
Roll his own wicks. He would never buy ready wicks. He used to come and roll his own cotton wicks. That's the way it should be done. I don't do it anymore. I'm lazy. I mean, I don't have that. My wife used to light his own wicks. He used to roll them. No, I don't, but I use floaters in my...
First of all, I have something to say, but I can't say it, but it's fun. It's easier. And the wives don't like it better. When you're pouring the stuff, it gets all over. You have to look at both sides. You have to worry about
children. Okay, too far. It's the Amri. The being cool Amalei pleading to be is cut Nadifa. The second lashon says, everybody agrees that the bia of the younger one takes precedence over the chalitza over the older one. Keep pleading, the chalitza is cut. The machloek is according to the second lashon, is when the Torah gave preference to the gadol, was that only in Yibum or also in chalitza? Again, the second lashon disagrees with the first lashon. It says everybody agrees that Yibum takes precedence over Chalitza, means even the Yibum of the younger brother takes precedence over Chalitza of the older brother. Unlike the first lashon, that was a matter of argument. The Machloekis is, when the Torah gave precedence to brother number one, was that only in the midst of Yibum, or even in Chalitza, he takes precedence over brother number two? That's the Shaila.
What about Abishal?
We're not holding by him. We're only in the Mandamar. I started off the Sugya.
But if we're saying everybody holds.
Everybody in this Gemara, in this Mishnah, operates with the opinion that Yibum takes precedence over Chalitza. By the way, Abishal, when he read the Pasuk, also read it that way. The Pasuk says Yibum takes precedence over Chalitza.
Yeah.
Abishal says, times have changed. You're not arguing the Pasuk.
Yeah.
Pasuk says, the mitzvah is Yibum. If he doesn't want to do Yibum, we have a fallback option called Chalitza. Abishal doesn't argue on the Pasuk.
Yeah.
Abishal says, times have changed. Times have changed. Abishal is coming up. Next week, Abishal week. Let's move. It's the Yam. Bibiya kulam aloy pligi. The bi is cut nadifa. Keep pligi, the chalitza is cut. Lucky cut. Chalitza is cut, the chalitza is gadol. What if two people want to give chalitza? The older brother and a younger brother. Pligi bar rabbiyecha rabbishum alevi. Chalam chalitza is gadol adivu. One says the brother, older brother gets the right to do chalitza first. The chalam kiyadad inidu. No preference. The Torah said, it's going both on Yibum and Chalitza. When do we say Mitzvah Begadol is by Yibum? There's no preference of a Begadol to give Chalitza. It's a whole new lesson. Now we're going to try to prove it from our Mishnah. He didn't want, nobody wanted to do any, well, we don't know what Loi Ratzu means. They didn't want, we go back to the Gadol. Now, what didn't anybody want? My lavli rasli abmelachli. First brother said, I don't want to do yibum. So we went to the second brother, because now we're holding that the second brother's yibum is preferable. Second brother said, leave, count me out, no yibum. Went to the third brother. He said, I don't want to do yibum either. Okay. So now somebody's going to do chalitza. What does the Mishnah say? Chayzrin hates the gavul. We go back to the gavul. Why? If they're equal, what are we going back to the gavul? If you hold the chalitza of everybody is equal, once everybody refused to do yibum, there's no more mitzvah of a gadol. That's what Wamadi Yama said. Like Wamadi Yama said, the whole union of preference of the gadol is only yibum, not in chalitza. Now, we went through the whole line. Everybody said, I'm out. I don't want to do yibum. But everybody's willing to do chalitza. That's how we understand the Mishnah. What does the Mishnah say to do? Go back to the gadol. Anybody can do chalitza, they're equal.
How would it say it?
Echad chalitz. Anybody. Zog Zigmar of Tzadi Chai said, Mishma Amin HaKadish is God Ladiva. Zog Zigmar Loi. Loi Ratsu Loi Lachos Loi Yabam. They all refuse to do anything. So now nobody wants to do anything. Zog Zigmar is the classic Abi God Loi Ratsu Loi Lachos Loi Yabam. So he also doesn't want to do anything. So Marashach, nobody wants to do anything. So why are we picking on the Godel? Why are we going back to the gadol? He's not doing yibum. He doesn't want to do chalitza. Either does any other brother. So we go back. The Mishnah says chayzer eitz a gadol. Why? If you tell me it's a mitzvah a gadol, fine. But it's not a mitzvah a gadol by chalitza.
It's a riot.
It's a riot. It is a mitzvah a gadol to do chalitza. And for the gemara no raya. Even the mitzvah lady day ram you lady day kafina. You're 100% right. Really? Makes no difference who does chalitza. But since nobody wants to do it, so we say, listen, who did the Torah want to do yibum? The gadol. Nobody wants to do anything, so we pick on them. Not because his chalitza is preferable over the second brother's chalitza, but because since the Torah did single him out for yibum, so when we have to take our hatchet and say we force somebody, we go back to him. Not because he has preference over the next guy in doing chalitza. It's because nobody wants to do anything. Zapti Gemara Vayit. Tashema. Tala begadol ad shiyavim b'dinas hayavim. The younger brother says, let's wait till my elder brother comes home. In a month from now, he'll do chalitza. Or yibum. Ein shayimim lai. V'yisam kirayit the chalitza is gadol adif. Amai ein shayimim lai. Din tutum ba'asim chalitza. Let us wait. He's going to come in a month, and he has preference on chalitza. Dr. Gemara Tamech, begadol ad shiyagdol ein shayimim lai. Amai nin tutum begadol miyabim. Then that same Mishnah said, we don't wait for the cotton to do yibum. Everybody holds yibum as preferable. Again, we don't delay mitzvahs. So therefore, in both lushaynes, we have no proof. And the first lesson, the argument was, is yibum of a cotton better or worse than a chalitza of a gadol? At the end of the day, it's a machlekes. In the second lesson, everybody says, be as cotton as hadifa. The machlekes says, is there a preference to chalitza's gadol? The answer is, we don't know. Not enough to wait for it, that's for sure. We don't wait for yibum, we don't wait for chalitza. The question is, is there a preference to go to the gadol, he should do chalitza over the second guy? Everybody agrees, if no one wants to do chalitza, we'll go back to the older brother and say, listen, fella, the Torah talked about you. It didn't talk about you about chalitza. But the Torah talked about you more than it talked about anybody else. So we're going to have to force somebody, we pick on you.
Not
because you have any better mitzvah than anybody else in chalitza. Tanan Hassam. This is a Mishnah in Bechairis. Tanan Hassam. The Mishnah in Bechairis. Mitzvah Yibum Kedabes for Mitzvah Chalitza. Mitzvah Yibum is preferable to Chalitza. Barishayna Shai Mishavnen L'Shei Mitzvah. This is Abba Shaul talking. This was in the time when once upon a time people did it for the right reason. If you do it for the right reason, the Torah wants Yibum. Akshav Shai Mishavnen L'Shei Mitzvah. Now, however, people aren't on that level. when they do Yibum, they have ulterior motives, whatever it might be. But it's not because the Torah gave me a mitzvah. Amru, Chazal said, Mitzvah Chalitza, Kedemis for Mitzvah Yibum. This is the Machlokes Avishon the Rabbanon. What Bizman Hazeh, meaning even in the time of Tanoim, is the mitzvah the preference. The Torah said Yibum is preferable. The Torah also never said, I'm going to be straightforward, we're going to talk about this more next week, that mitzvah Yibum has to be done L'Shem Shemari. Just that do Yibum. But the Rabbanon say, that's what the Torah said. Do Yibum. We don't care what your intention is. I mean, we do care, but we don't care. Now, Bashal says the Torah meant just to be make him shame of Achav HaMes. And if you have any ulterior motive, and it's going to be very clear in the Gemara later on, you're playing with fire. Because this is an erva. What the Torah told you is you're allowed to live with an erva. If you do it wrong, you're playing around with living with an erva. To what degree, we will see in the Rishayim next week. But that's what Abishol is saying. Stay away. If you're not L'Shem Shemayim, don't mess around, because you're really messing with erva. Because in essence, an Eishes Ach is an erva. The Torah allowed it. Only, Abishol says, if you mean L'Shem Shemayim. Yochim HaShem Achav HaMeis. If you have any ulterior motive, the Torah doesn't want you to do it.
Where do you see that?
What?
Where do you see that? I mean, a guy wants to do for his brother, and he also is a human being.
Well, see the sugya. This is, I hear your question. It's a very good question. Let me say it again. Rabbi Cohen is asking an excellent question, but the Gemara will talk about it next week. We'll be smarter at the end of next week. Maybe we'll be smarter at the end of next week.
By marriage, it's different. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. It's not an erva. I mean, the Gemara can have something to say about a nice ish and l'shem mammon. The Gemara has not nice things to say about a person that marries a woman because she is very rich. But it's not usher, and it's not playing with an erva. It's perfectly legal, 100% legal. Abishol says when you're talking about a brother's wife, it's not something you would like to get involved in.
But he's not saying it's usher. He's saying the kinds it's kodem.
We'll have to wait for that for next week. And the last thing he uses is karav ani be'enai. The exact lesson, Karav Ani Bein Elias Avlat Mamzer. It's close to me that the offspring of such a relationship would be considered a Mamzer. Now, I don't think he's legally making a Mamzer, but he's pretty close. He says, Karav Ani Bein
Ai. Where did he see that?
You asked me this question 3 minutes ago, and I said, we'll know at the end of it.
Where did he see that in his time? He's not talking about 2011 or 2004. We're talking about this.
A few weeks now would be 2021.
He's talking about his time. Right, that's what you missed, right?
Yeah.
People knew shots by heart. They had to.
What are you trying to say? A few minutes ago you were talking about humans.
He said, Asha, now.
As opposed
to when? With the
time of the oven? The time of the thing, not in Torah. That's what he said. What can I tell you?
How many years is that?
By the way, it's my question, how do we paskin? So, Kamarok, the Rambam, the paskin, Mitzvah Yibum Kedema, even with the man of that. The Ramah, Taisus, the Ramah, paskins, no, Mitzvah Chalitza Kedema. We will continue about this next week. Everybody should have a Freilichim and a beneficial Zeitz Chanukah and a wonderful Shabbos.